Those who are on the rest of the program who are out there, please come and take their places, especially Troop 8 from Lake City, the Scout Group. And now the Houston Elementary School will do one of the little Negro singing games that belongs especially in this part of Florida. Who stole the cookies from the cookie jar? Harmonica tune. What's this harmonica tune going to be? Is this a train song? Oh, John Henry, that's right. A Mexican clapping dance by Troop 8 of the Girl Scouts of Lake City. Mrs. A.K. Black, leader.
Thank you.
And now the Jasper High School has brought us the rope skipping rhyme. And now the Jasper High School and the rope skipping rhyme. And now we're having some spirituals. Frederick Bellinger has brought us a group, but while they're getting on the stage, Samuel Thomas of O'Brien is going to give us the fox and hound chase. Listen for the hounds as they chase the fox. Negro Spirituals, J.R.E. Lee School of Jasper, Frederick Bellinger, director.
We would like to do for you four spirituals, the first of which Kenneth Parker will do with the guitar. We're going to study war no more. In the choir, two selections. We're going to journey away. He is King of Kings. And a folk song, Nellie Bly.
Down my burden, down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Gonna lay down my burden, down by the riverside, to study a war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more, study war no more, study. I ain't gonna study war no more.
You might think we should be almost through this program the way we've been singing and dancing here so long, but we really are just getting started now, and we're going to ask every one of you to be a part of it in just a minute. First, I'd like for Billy Osceola and his family to come up and show the children and the grown-ups some of their dolls and some of the skirts that they have right out here under the oak tree. All right, Billy. Oh, yeah, and I forgot, we have one more thing. Let's see, what's that? Zooby Zoo. All right, you'll come up here and get ready. Here are the dresses that the Seminoles make, and they are for sale back out here under the tree. And over here on this side, we have Marion Palmer of St. Petersburg. We hope all of you will go down to see that when the time comes. Over here, after we get through, we hope you'll go over there to Marion Palmer's. And this is the Seminole skirt. And here, Billy has some of the lovely little dolls that are dressed in the traditional characteristic costume, hat, and dress and everything of the Seminoles. They are different sizes. Here's a nice, small little doll. And then what's this? And here is a jacket. How'd you like to have this? He'd give us every one of them, but he's not, so we're going to buy some from him.
Here we go, Zulia, 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 here we go, Zulia, on Isla. Oh, your back, Sally, 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 walking through the alley, 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 gonna get married, 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 gonna tell Sally, 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 walking Zulia Anana. Up the back, steady, 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 walking through the alley, alley, alley. Going to get married, married, married. Here we go, Zulia, Zulia, Zulia. Here we go, Zulia Anana. Up the back, steady, 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 walking through the alley.
Is Gene Kersey in the audience? If he is, we hope he'll come up. This afternoon at 4 o'clock from 4 to 6 at the Women's Clubs building, we are meeting for informal square dancing. Anybody who wants to join us, meet us over there. And now we're going to close this program. It's been a long one, and this has been a perfectly wonderful audience. We're going to close with a friendship dance. This friendship dance is going to be led by Fred Beaver, the Creek Indian. This is the way the Oklahoma Indians end a lot of their dances. Anybody who wants to, come up and join us.
Come on.
All right, let's have some of the little boys and girls come up and join us. All right, come along.
Get on, get in. All right, start. So we want to all get in. All right,
this will be enough. All right, this will be enough, boys and girls. This is enough.
All right.
Hear ye, the second Stephen Foster Memorial All Florida Folk Festival is about to begin. Hear ye, introducing Sarah Gertrude Knott, director of the festival.
Thank you, Mr. Town Crier. The old way of life is changing in the United States. It hasn't been so long since St. Augustine and many of the early villages and hamlets in the United States had its town crier, the crier who called the time, the tide, weather, all kinds of events of local and national importance. Today we watch the television and listen to the radio, and many of these old traditions that have gone into the making of our country are past. We are right now on hallowed ground, on the ground that the state of Florida has made hallowed because it is in memory of one of our great songwriters, Stephen Foster. Stephen Foster saw a coming on of a new age. He saw the passing of the age of which he was a part and the things that he held dear. Look at the dioramas, the lovely ones, up at the Stephen Foster Memorial, and you get the feeling that Stephen Foster, a number of years ago, felt that the change was coming and there was nostalgia as he wrote about my old Kentucky home, as he wrote the gentle story of Old Black Joe, as he wrote the romantic story of Come to My Lattice Love. In these songs and in the mood that Stephen Foster had, we see the passing of this period. Last night, we heard the lovely singing of John Henry, another great character who lived, perhaps. Whether or not he did live, there were many John Henrys along about that same time who felt the oncoming of the machine age that was killing other things. So as we gather here together, we all this evening would like to give thanks, I know, to the Stephen Foster Memorial that has made it possible for the second year for us to gather here on the banks of the Suwannee River to sing again the songs, to do the dances, to tell the tales that have gone into the making of Florida and this country. And I wish right now we'd give a vote of thanks through a loud applause to the Stephen Foster Commission, who had the faith and the courage to take this venture, and to the Florida Federation of Music Clubs, another sponsor. J. Frank Dobie said, "The folklore of a land constitutes the unobliterated tracks of the people who have crossed and dwelt on that land." The first tracks that were made in Florida soil were the tracks of the American Indian under different names. Tonight we have the Seminoles, who 100 years or so ago, under the leadership of the great warrior Osceola, refused to be moved westward over the Trail of Tears. The Seminoles have come back to celebrate here on the land that was the old hunting ground of the Seminoles and other early Indians. They've come back to celebrate. And we have an historic occasion here this week because we have Fred Beaver, who came from Oklahoma. Fred's people, about 100 years ago, went over the Trail of Tears. And now these two groups have come back to unite here. Let's give them a hand of welcome to the Suwannee. I know you'd all like to shake hands of Billy Osceola, descendant of that great warrior who once roamed these hills. Billy, we welcome you to the Suwannee River and to this part of Florida. Welcome to your family. And will you introduce us to the group?
Glad to be with you this evening. And we are delighted to be in this program in the first part. And I'd like to introduce my family. First, I'm going to introduce my wife, Sally Osceola. The second is my boy, Jesse Osceola. And Fred Osceola. Besides my family, I brought one of my brother and also the oldest Indians among us in the, down the tip end of the Florida, whose name was Billy Bolex. And while I received a message, Miss Knox, 7 weeks ago, and I come to talk to him, to get him to bring it here in this program. He said, while I came to his home, he was out there on the field and plant some corn and pumpkins. And he's a 91 years old man. But first, I'm going to introduce my brother, Harjo Osceola.
Billy?
Mm-hmm. Well, the man that was standing on the platform with us this evening, Billy Bonax, he was brought up in the ceremony band. Him to stand by Mac, and he gonna call Turkey first time and the second alligator. Alligator might come up out of
That was good, wasn't it? He could fool us, couldn't he? We'll be looking for the alligators. And now, a Fred Deaver of Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Change their customs as they change their way of life and their conditions, and especially their acceptance of Christianity.
Whitman said, "We are a nation of nations. As our people have come from different lands across the sea to make their homes in the Western world, they've brought among other treasures their folk songs, their music, their legends, their children's game, other forms of recreation which they've used in other lands. And here, as we have worked and played together, these songs and dances and legends and tales and children's lore has molded into something that's peculiarly our own. Our children's singing games and rope-skipping rhymes often tell stories of lands and incidents far away in other lands. Some are as new as yesterday's newspaper. Had you forgotten how much fun rope-skipping is? The Jasper High School group, or the Jasper Elementary, I believe it is, has brought us some of the rope-skipping rhymes. Now, this is a kind of free-for-all. You can be a part of any part of this program. So if any of you youngsters or oldsters want to get up here and think you can out-jump this group, we just challenge you right now.